News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
It's elitist to allow secondary schools hold back places for kids and past pupils. That's according to the Labour Party, who say that the admissions to school bill is discriminatory. To discuss this, we're joined by John O'Sullivan, Labour TD, and of course, formerly Minister of Education. Minister, your problem with what Fine Gael are trying to do, you tried to bring in a certain quota that would limit the number that could be put aside for past pupils. That's effectively been changed by Fine Gael. Just give us quickly the background to this.
Yeah, thanks very much, Shane. Well, it was one of those issues that I couldn't resolve with Fine Gael when we were in government. Basically, they wanted to reserve 25% or a quarter of places, or to allow a school to reserve a quarter of places for children or grandchildren of past pupils. And that's actually what's in the bill now that was before the Senate yesterday. So I felt that was too much. Ideally, I would have preferred if they couldn't preserve any places for children or grandchildren of past pupils, because that excludes anybody, for example, whose father or mother didn't go to post-primary school, or who maybe moved, and, you know, there's a number of people who would be totally excluded by that. But basically, what I put forward was 10%, which I felt, you know, was giving some, I suppose,
compromise
of our partners in government. But they wanted 25. We tried to negotiate, but we didn't actually get any agreement whatsoever before the end of the last government. So they've brought it back in now, and it's 25%, and that seems to be what is going to be pushed through the Houses of the Oireachtas.
I've had a look at the Cabinet. I think it's 8 of the 15 of the ministers went to private school. I suspect it's probably the highest ever percentage of private school educated Cabinet ministers in the history of the state. Is that a factor, do you think, in their decision to go for 25 rather than 10%?
Well, I think it's certainly the lobbying, whatever about where they went to school, but certainly the schools that were lobbying most.
They're pushing an open door, though.
Still lobby are, you know, the fee-paying, largely Dublin schools. I mean, most schools, you know, they take in, they have enough place, they take in whoever applies. And community schools and colleges, for example, have an obligation to their local community. But so these are the kind of schools that mostly that charge fees, that are fairly selective about who they want to come in. And I think that's just plain wrong. I mean, it is just transferring privilege on from one generation to another.
Why do you say it's transferring privilege?
Well, because obviously if your parents went to a fee-paying school, then you're probably in a certain kind of category in society. And if the school excludes other kids, I mean, children who, you know, didn't have that background, well, then you are perpetuating this kind of division of different kinds of kids go to different kinds of schools. And, you know, in the long run, that's not good for anybody.
Why would private schools be a particularly strong lobby group? I mean, there's not that many of them. I can't imagine they would be a key factor in the next general election, for example.
Well,
but what's their hold on Fine Gael?
A lot of them are in certain parts of Dublin, I think. And, you know, they do lobby strongly. They probably have very good connections. I'm not saying they're all private. I'm sure they're not. But they would be the kind of schools that are hard to get into. And therefore, they want to reserve these places. And that then means that somebody else who wants to go to that school, and maybe, you know, if you want to go to a particular school because of the kind of subjects they do, or the kind of sports they do, or the kind of ethos they have, the debating they do, or whatever else they do, then surely everybody should, and every family should be able to aspire to go to that particular school if that's the kind of education they want. It shouldn't be a privilege for certain people whose parents happened to go to that school as well.
Paul, we've got a statement from the Department of Education regarding the interview we did with Jan O'Sullivan just before 8 o'clock on school places.
Yes, the Education Admissions to School Bill 2016 will deliver a fundamental reform of the school admissions process and will make it easier for a child to access their local school. Under the bill, an oversubscribed school for the first time will not be permitted to allocate more than 25% of their places to the children of past pupils. Currently, there is no such restriction in place, so in theory, a school could allocate all of their places to the children of past pupils. This 25% was agreed after extensive consultation, and that statement came from the Department of Education.
There you go. So the 25% is actually a really radical move by the government. That explains that.